Introduce the council committee of the whole meeting for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020, to order at 7 p.m. And if we could start with roll call, that would be great.
Warden Mosier.
Present.
Deputy Warden Dort.
Extension regrets.
Counselor Baker.
Present.
Counselor Smith.
Present.
Counselor Kaiser Kirk.
Present.
Counselor Finley.
Present.
And Counselor Malloy.
Present.
Thank you very much. That was our municipal clerk, Marissa Jordan. As well as joining us here tonight is our Chief Administrative Officer, Mr. McDonald, and our Director of Finance, Marion Frazier. Now, I'm wondering if there are any additions to the agenda.
Counselor Smith?
Yes, Counselor Smith.
I would like to add training to the agenda.
You would like to add training? Counselor training, staff training?
I would like to add training for general population for the municipality.
Okay, we can add that under 7D. Are there any other additions to the agenda?
Warden, I'd like to add a request that we received from St. Mary's River Association for a letter of support for their application as a Canadian Heritage River System. River.
Okay, we'll make that 7E, St. Mary's River Association for a letter of support. Are there any other additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we're looking for a motion to approve the agenda with the two additions.
I move, Everett Baker, I move the addition, the agenda with the two additions.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Council Baker. Do we have a seconder?
Council Malloy, I second that.
Thank you, Council Malloy. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Country or opposed? Thank you very much. Yeah, we're looking for approval of the minutes from the committee meeting held Wednesday, June 17th. The motion to approve the minutes.
Councilor Kaiser Kirk, I move the motion for the committee of the whole meeting on Wednesday, June 17th.
Councilor Baker, I'll second that.
Thank you very much. That motion, Councilor Kaiser Kirk, and seconded by Councilor Baker. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Country or opposed? Thank you very much. Is there any business arising from those minutes? Is there any business arising from those minutes? Hearing none, we'll move on to 6A, correspondence. 2020-2021 Emergency Services Provider Fund. And everybody would have a copy of that. This Emergency Services Provider Fund is intended to assist first responder organizations in Nova Scotia with the purchase of equipment used directly in response to fire or emergency situations. The program will pay 75% of the total eligible costs up to a maximum grant of $20,000. And we'll be passing that on to our volunteer fire departments, and they will be able to deal with that. So is everybody okay with that? And do you have any questions? Perfect. We'll make sure they get that, because there is a time frame they need to meet. Any questions? On to 7A, streetscapes update from the CAO, Mr. McDonald.
Thank you, Warden. The washroom at the 16 Main Street is complete now with an accessible ramp, but we need to get the gravel done in the parking lot so that we can blend into the ramp. So We're looking at graveling happening sometime within the next week or two. We're just trying to get that lined up now. It'll be graded, first at lot will be graded and gravel added and rolled to make sure we have a good smooth surface and that it's graded so we'll have good drainage. And it'll also be graded and graveled to accommodate the landscaping that's to come after. So we have received the ornamental trees that are going to be planted along the side adjacent to Shoppers Drug Mart. So those trees are going to be planted like within the next week. We don't want them to dry out. And we're still awaiting word on the application for phase two funding under the beautification and streetscaping program. The application deadline for the program closed earlier this week. And so we anticipate hearing from the our application sometime within a couple of weeks. And that's the word that we got when we checked last week, that they were waiting for the deadline before they award any approvals. So that's the update.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. McDonald?
Councilor Malloy here. I do have one question. Someone had asked me, is this going to be a year-round washroom or just for seasonal?
We intend it to be year-round. We've insulated the building and we've built it for year-round use. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you have any questions for Mr. McDonald regarding the streetscapes update?
Councilor Smith? So we're hoping to be able to have this open for this upcoming tourist season, especially now that we know the Sherbrooke Village will be opening in its limited capacity.
Yeah, certainly we're looking at having it open. I believe they're looking at the second week of July, and that's along the same lines as our target to have that washroom open and the gravel done in the parking lot.
So any questions for Mr. McDonald regarding the streetscapes update? Hearing none, thank you very much, Mr. McDonald. We'll move on to 7B, nonprofit organization property tax exemption policy. He has a copy. We'll hand it back over to our CAO, Mr. McDonald.
Okay, we have been working just with a procedural
So our past practice have been whenever a community center wants to become tax exempt, they just more or less make the request to council. Mm-hmm. There was no formal policy that followed it, so staff have worked to put together this formal policy to outline some of the criteria and an application form.
So a number of our current organizations are actually defunct, and so we have them on the list and they're not active, so we're going to be including, and it's in the policy that you've seen, that there needs to be some activity by the organizations in order for them to qualify for the exempt status. So other than that, if there's any questions between the municipal clerk and our director of finance and myself, we feel any questions that councilors may have.
Councilor Smith? I just had a question about under 3.1.2, and we say qualifies need. So are we leaving that up to the council as themselves to determine what qualifies as need, or do we have guidelines that we're using to determine what qualifies need? It just felt very open-ended.
Yeah.
It was left to give some discretion to council to determine that. So they have to submit their financials, and then council can use that to determine from there if they feel there is a need based on what their current activities are, what their current expenses are, and so forth.
So that flexibility was intended to be built in so that we're not bought, yeah, created. So.
Is this going to apply to existing exempt properties?
Yeah.
So now they have to be applied.
Excuse me?
Oh, Councillor Finley, sorry.
Yes, it will apply to, and everybody will be asked to submit an application each year. It's an annual.
So what will happen is that they'll fill out the initial application, and then they'll get on the list, and then at, it'll be reviewed annually, same as what we do right now. We review the list at the AGM. And then at any point, if we need to request additional information, it says in here that after that initial application, that we can go back and ask or review the eligibility. And then if they're not following the eligibility, then they could come out of the program. So they would be set. Everybody who's currently on the list would receive a copy of the updated policy and asked to fill out one of the application forms.
When do you plan on putting this into effect, this new policy?
So
and again, that's Councillor Finley asking the question.
Yeah.
It would depend on council when they wanted to approve the policy, and then once it's approved, we would send it out to all of the organizations. So they would get it, and then possibly they would have the applications back by the first of the year in lots of time.
In light of where we are with our current tax year, it wouldn't come into effect until the next tax year.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
So it's, this year will be status quo.
Okay. Does have any questions?
Councillor Smith? I was wondering if in order to make it easier for councillors to make an informed and appropriate decision, if we should have the questionnaire include very specific questions around, you know, what are our needs, what are the provided benefits very specifically, what are the active events, like, let it make it as specific as possible so that we can make sure we're getting that information so that we can make those informed decisions moving forward with this policy.
So there is an application form attached to the back of the policy.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any specific questions on what's on that application form?
The questions were great. My point is to really specify that we want to know what are your needs, like what are your events, like make it very clear so that we know we're getting the information we need. And they, and also that those filling out this paperwork, most times these people are volunteers in these positions, that we're not having to go back to them and require more work on their part to get us more information.
Okay. Councillor Finley here. On the application, it says that if your organization were not to receive property tax exemption, what would the impact be? Perhaps it would be a good idea in the information above that you would say what the taxes are that they would be charged if they weren't tax exempt.
So it would be different for each organization dependent
yes.
on their assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to go in and personalize the application.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
They can contact us.
Yeah.
That,
I'm just trying to stop the work coming to you. So, yeah, they could. They would get their tax assessment each year. Or their assessment. So, okay.
Any other questions?
So, you're good at that thing, Mr. McDonald, to move forward with that.
We're looking for a recommendation to bring this forward to the council meeting for a motion to adopt this policy.
So we have somebody willing to make that recommendation?
It could be.
Kaiser Kirk, I'll make that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Kaiser Kirk. Do we have a seconder?
I'll second the recommendation, Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Any further discussion?
It could be the recommendation could clarify that the application form will be amended to reflect some of the comments made at the Committee of the Whole here tonight. So it would be with those amendments included to the application form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not a problem. We can make sure that's in the recommendation. Councilor Kaiser-Kirk and Councilor Smith, you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Contrary or opposed, nay? Perfect, that's great. So we'll be able to move forward with that. Profit organization property tax exemption policy. We'll move on to 7C, municipal tax sale. Amended order of Director of Finance, Ms. Frazier.
Thank you, Warren. So I prepared some information on possible tax sales for this 2020-21 fiscal year. Normally each year I start doing preparations for tax sales around August, and then the actual tax sale ends up being in February. Our tax sales the last couple of years have been fairly large, filling or almost overfilling this council chambers. So with the current COVID-19 in place or with us, I feel at this time it's hard to start because tax sales are very lengthy and expensive and a lot of work. So it's kind of difficult to start a traditional tax sale at this time. So I've kind of come up with a plan to work around that. I've looked at 10 of the top outstanding tax accounts. I have made some recommendations for sealed tax sale tenders in two different phases. I've also looked into some of the accounts further that have been troublesome. I have investigated them with PVSC, so Property Service Valuation Services Corporation. And I have a few recommendations for council. Some of those recommendations will have to be done in camera because you would have to look at setting a minimum bid for the tax sale properties. So at some point, I would like a recommendation to go on camera so we can discuss the opening bid for those sealed tender properties.
So would you like that now? Motion to go on camera?
That would be great.
So we'll look for a motion to go on camera?
Councillor Smith, I'll make the motion to go on camera to discuss tax sale.
Councillor Finley, I'll second that motion.
Second by Councillor Finley. So we will go on camera and it is 7:18. Return to a regular session for me the whole, and it is 7:57. From the in-camera session, we're going to hand it over to our Director of Finance, Ms. Frazier, because we have four recommendations. And I'll let Ms. Frazier read those, and then we'll ask for over in a second.
Excellent. Thank you, Warden. So from the tax sale discussions, the first recommendation is to have council write off all taxes owing on assessment account number 03470814, assessed to Stanley Nogler due to Property Valuation Services Corporation determining the account to be inactive and deleted. Funds to be taken from the allowance for uncollectible taxes reserve.
Thank you very much, Ms. Frazier. Do we have someone that would like to make that recommendation?
I will make that recommendation.
And it should be Noggle, not Nogler.
Okay, so Stanley Noggle. Thank you.
Okay. Councilor Baker, you make the recommendation. Councilor Kaiser Kirk, like the second.
I second that.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Contrary or opposed, say no. Nay. Perfect. And we'll move on to our second recommendation.
Thank you. Okay, so the second recommendation is that council write off all taxes owing on assessment account number 01515373, assessed to Neil Langell, due to Property Valuation Services Corporation determining the account to be inactive and deleted. Funds to be taken from the allowance for uncollectible taxes reserve.
Is there somebody who would like to make that recommendation?
Councillor Finley here. I will make that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Finley. Somebody would like to second that recommendation?
Councillor Malloy here. I'll second that recommendation.
Second by Councillor Malloy. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary or opposed, signify by saying nay. Thank you very much. Recommendation is approved. We'll move on to number three.
Thank you, Warden. Third recommendation, that council write off all taxes owing on assessment account number 00103527, assessed to Andrew Archholt due to Property Valuation Services Corporation determining the account to be inactive and delinquent. Funds to be taken from the allowance for uncollectible taxes reserve.
Would somebody like to make that recommendation?
Councilor Finley here, I'll make that recommendation.
Thank you very much, Councilor Finley. Would somebody like to second that recommendation?
Councilor Malloy here, I'll second that recommendation.
Thank you very much, Councilor Malloy. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary opposed, signify by saying nay. Recommendation passes. We'll move on to our fourth and final recommendation.
Thank you, Warden. On recommendation that council set the minimum bid for the sealed tax sale tender at $3,500 for assessment account number 02084341 and $2,500 for assessment account number 00991082. Sealed tenders will be due October 7, 2020 at 9 a.m.
Would somebody like to make that recommendation?
Councillor Smith, I'll make that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Would somebody like to second that recommendation?
Councillor Baker, I'll second that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Baker. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed by saying nay. Thank you very much. All four recommendations will move forward to the regular city council meeting. Thank you very much, Ms. Frazier.
Thank you.
We will move on now to our two additions to the agenda, starting 7D, training, which is by Councillor Smith. So I will hand the floor over to Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Warden. I asked training to be put on the agenda because I would like to see our municipal offer training, our municipality offer training in the same way we currently do with first aid, women's taxation, driver training, etc., as is needed for our citizens. However, I'd like to see us be leaders in our next trainings that we offer. We have made an effort in this municipality and in this council and in this building to include things like gender neutral language when we create our policies, working towards environments that are free of harassment and discrimination, and our work in education is ongoing. I propose we plan and host a series of training opportunities for both the public and then separately businesses around inclusivity, anti-racism, and best workplace practices. We are currently being confronted with our white privilege, racism, and anti-LGBTQ views. We are being asked to be allies. In order to be an ally, you need to enact change in the space you occupy. The space we occupy is municipal leaders. We have been elected to be leaders in our space. And by addressing things like the policy, by educating our residents, and by leading by example, we can enact those changes in our space and be an ally. By offering these types of training, we're creating a space to sit in discomfort of the structural issues we have built. And by sitting in this discomfort, opening the dialogue, continuing to educate, we will lead our community to become more aware and inclusive moving forward. At this time, I'd ask the Warden to consider my request and take counsel for discussion, and if decided to go forward, to give direction to the CAO McDonald to pursue with appropriate avenues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Smith. We will definitely do some look into that now that you brought it to the table. We have no reason not to look into it, so thank you very much. And we will look forward to maybe adding it to an agenda. We will have staff do some research and see where we need to go. Thank you. We'll go to 7E, Singers River Association Letter of Support. Mr. McDonald.
Thank you, Warden. I received an email on June 30th from a senior student at St. Evac's, who has been hired by the Seniors River Association to research and put together information to support an application to the Canadian Heritage River Services for consideration of the St. Mary's River as a Canadian Heritage River. The email is asking for the municipal council to consider a letter of support and to in favor of that application. And so did a little bit of background research into the Canadian Heritage Rivers service, and basically the designation does not provide authority. There's no authority, a legislative authority that goes with that designation, but it's certainly recognized across the country as a good practice for rivers across the country. The request came in, as I said, this week, and I had drafted a letter for your consideration, in which the council adds support to that. And some of the other background information on it is that the landowners retain jurisdiction and authority over the management and land use on the lands within the areas around Heritage Rivers. So development on those lands would depend on a case being put forward for things like environmental approvals and development permits that would support the development going forward, regardless if it's a heritage river or just a non-designated river. So from that perspective, by supporting this river, it's not making a decision of council on whether or not there's support for other developments on those lands. It's they're not mutually exclusive. You could have development on the land as well as have a heritage river. So that's the background that I found on. So you've had a chance to see the letter that I had drafted. So I guess I'm looking for direction from council on what council wants, how council wants to proceed with this.
Council have any questions, concerns, opinions on the letter?
So really it's just a,
that's Councilor Finley speaking.
Sorry about that. Councilor Finley here. So really it is just what's the word I'm looking for? It's just tinsel. It's just a title that they're getting, but it gives nobody any different avenue to work in than they already have, right? As far as the homeowners or the property owners along the river or whatever. It really doesn't change anything. It's just a title, right?
Yeah, but basically, it does provide best practices for the river and the management of the river, so that there is some best practices that come along with that. But there's no legislative authority over land use or how individual landowners manage their land. So, and it's recognized around the world, but you know, the Canadian Heritage River system is a recognized best practice for river management.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
No, I just wanted to say, Councilor Kaiser Kirk here, just wanted to say that I fully support this. I read it all and I thought it sounded very good, and it would be good to have St. Mary's River designated as a Canadian Heritage River, and it is a public trust, so I think that's very important. And their guiding principles, the last one on sustainability, they recognize that healthy rivers are essential to life on Earth. Effective and holistic river management helps to ensure that rivers deliver the full range of ecological and social benefits for present and also for future generations. So I think we would be doing a good thing for our present and future generations to have our river designated as a Canadian Heritage River.
Much, Councilor Hazelkirk. Anybody else have any questions or concerns or issues with Mr. McDonald? Councilor Smith?
Councilor Smith here. I fully agree with what Councilor Hazelkirk said. And I also just wanted to say that with the designation of the Crown Lands and this year, tying in with the possibility of becoming a historic river could give us a stronger case moving forward, talking to other levels of government about developing into parks or more set locations. It's only strengthening our case to help build those type of infrastructures or long-term strategic plans that could lead to an economic impact. So I only see benefit from this. I'm having trouble seeing any negative at this time.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Anybody else have any comments, concerns? So I would take it. Oh, Councillor Finley?
I just have one comment. I think that by doing this is that if the government goes ahead and gives development permits to certain businesses along the river, I think that this would make a stronger case for stricter regulations and making people adhere to the regulations. So it's likely a good thing in that respect. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Councilor Finley. Anybody else? So I would assume from this thing council's just okay with their CAO voting the letter? No issues? Mr. McDonald, you the direction you need?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. On that, looking for a motion to adjourn. So here's Municipal Council Committee of the Whole meeting for July 2nd, 2020. It is 8:13. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Councilor Kaiser Kirk, I so move.
Thank you. And we have a seconder.
Finley here, I'll second that.
Thank you, Councilor Kaiser Kirk and Councilor Finley.